Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Women and Children First. Welcome to WikiListen, a podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe so that you can save your ears by listening to this show.
Yes, everyone, save your ears. I don't know how this show does save your ears, but let's assume that it does. Women and Children First. Women and Children First, known to a lesser extent as the Birkenhead Drill, is an unofficial code of conduct whereby the lives of women and children were to be saved first in a life-threatening situation, typically abandoning ship when survival resources such as lifeboats were limited. However, it has no basis in maritime law.
How do you think it applies to people who are maybe like non-binary, trans?
I don't think that that people who are non-binary or trans were considered when this was made. I'm sure of it, in fact.
Oh, that's sad. In the 19th and early 20th century, Women and Children First was seen as a chivalric ideal. The concept, quote, was celebrated among Victorian and Edwardian commentators as a long-standing practice, a tradition, law of human nature, the ancient chivalry of the sea, handed down in the race. Its practice was featured in accounts of some 18th century shipwrecks with greater public awareness during the 19th century.
Notable invocations of the concept include during the 1852 evacuation of the troop ship HMS Birkenhead, the 1857 sinking of the ship SS Central America, and most famously during the 1912 sinking of the Titanic. Despite its prominence in the popular imagination, the doctrine was unevenly applied. The use of, quote, women and children first during the Birkenhead evacuation was a celebrated exception used to establish a tradition of English chivalry during the second half of the 19th century.
According to one expert, in modern-day evacuations, people will usually help the most vulnerable, typically those injured, elderly, or very young, to escape first. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you help those around you.
Thank you for listening to that message. Now, let's chomp into some history. History. 19th century. The first documented application of Women and Children First was in May 1840, when after a lightning strike, fire broke out aboard the American packet Poland en route from New York to Le Havre. According to a passenger, J.H. Buckingham of Boston,
the captain said that he had little doubt that the ship was on fire and that we must endeavor to get at it. On a suggestion that we might be obliged to take the boat, it was immediately remarked by one of our French passengers and responded to by others, "Let us take care of the women and children first."
This led to a precautionary evacuation of women, children, and a few male passengers into the longboat, while the other male passengers and crew remained aboard to fight the blaze. As Buckingham was a journalist, his vivid account of the incident was published first in the Boston Courier, picked up by other papers including the Times, London, and also reprinted in a book published in the same year, thus gaining wide currency.
The phrase appeared prominently in the 1860 novel Harrington, A Story of True Love by William Douglas O'Connor during the recounting of the death of Captain Harrington, the father of the eponymous character John Harrington. Captain Harrington's fictional death illustrates not only the concept of women and children first, but also that of the captain goes down with the ship. Quote, "Back from the boots, Captain Harrington shouts, catching up the handspike. The first man that touches a boat, I'll brain. Women and children first, men."
"Tim's," says he, "give my love to my wife and boy. If I never see him again, God bless ye, men."
Captain Eldad paused, wiping away with his sleeve the salt tears which the simple epic of a brave man's death brought to his eyes. "That was the story, and them was the last words Tim's brought home to your mother. And that's the way he died. Women and children saved. That's a comfort. But he died."
"It was a manly way to leave the world," John Harrington said. "Life is sweet to me with the memory of such a father." William Douglas O'Connor. We read The Captain Goes Down with the Ship. Check that out.
During the 19th and early 20th centuries, ships typically did not carry enough lifeboats to save all the passengers and crew in the event of a disaster. What? That's bad planning. In 1870, answering a question at the House of Commons of the United Kingdom about the sinking of the paddle steamer Normandy, George Shaw Lefevre said that, quote,
"In the opinion of the Board of Trade, it will not be possible to compel the passenger steamers running between England and France to have boats sufficient for the very numerous passengers they often carry. They would encumber the decks and rather add to the danger than detract from it."
The practice of prioritizing women and children gained widespread currency following the actions of soldiers during the sinking of the Royal Navy troop ship HMS Birkenhead in 1852 after it struck rocks. Captain Robert Salmond, RN, ordered Colonel Seaton to send men to the chain pumps. 60 were directed to this task, 60 more were assigned to the tackles of the lifeboats, and the rest were assembled on the poop deck in order to raise the forward part of the ship. The women and children were placed in the ship's cutter, which lay alongside. The sinking was memorialized in newspapers and paintings of the time, and in poems such as Rudyard Kipling's 1893 Soldier and Soldier II. Poop deck.
20th century. By the turn of the 20th century, larger ships meant more people could travel, but regulations were generally still insufficient to provide for all passengers. For example, British legislation concerning the number of lifeboats was based on the tonnage of a vessel and only encompassed vessels of 10,000 gross registered tons and over. The result was that a sinking usually involved a moral dilemma for passengers and crew as to whose lives should be saved with the limited available lifeboats.
Oh, like the trolley problem.
Sort of.
The phrase was popularized by its usage on RMS Titanic. Second Officer Charles Lightoller suggested to Captain Smith, "Hadn't we bother get the women and children into the boat, sir?" To which the captain responded, "Put the women and children in and lower away." The first and second officers, William McMaster, Murdoch, and Lightoller, interpreted the evacuation order differently. Murdoch took it to mean women and children first, while Lightoller took it to mean women and children only. Second Officer Lightoller lowered lifeboats with empty seats if there were no women and children waiting to board, while First Officer Murdoch allowed a limited number of men to board if all the nearby women and children had embarked. As a consequence, 74% of the women and 52% of the children on board were saved, but only 20% of the men. Some officers on the Titanic misinterpreted the order from Captain Smith and tried to prevent men from boarding the lifeboats. It was intended that women and children would board first, with any remaining free spaces for men. Because not all women and children were saved on the Titanic, the few men who survived, like White Star official J. Bruce Ismay, were initially branded as cowards. Wow.
You're hardcore back then.
If you don't let yourself die in a sinking ship, then you're a coward.
21st century. There is no legal basis for the Protocol of Women and Children First in international maritime law.
In the Boy Scouts of America's Sea Scouting program, Women and Children First was considered the motto of the sea and was part of the Sea Promise until 2020.
In February 2020, a mural of the sinking of the HMS Birkenhead bearing the slogan was painted on the side of Gallagher's traditional pub in Birkenhead.
Fun fact.
There you have it. Women and Children First, everybody. Especially when it comes to being women and children.
See also male expendability.
Oh, there's got to be some people who do not like that.
I think we should read it just because of the crazy title.
Male expendability is the relative expendability argument, or the expendable male hypothesis, is the idea that the lives of human males are of less concern to a population than those of human females.
You are definitely reading this.
That's hilarious, and we should. This has been the Wikipedia page for Women and Children First.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your feminism.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.